is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, March the 18th, 2009. It's the birthday of John Updike, born in Shillington, Pennsylvania, 1932, an only child. He said, "I'm sure that my capacity to fantasize and to make coherent fantasies, to have the patience to sit down day after day and to whittle a fantasy out of paper, all that relates to being an only child." His father lost his job during the Great Depression. The family moved into a farmhouse 11 miles outside of town. So he spent much of his childhood alone, reading, living in a kind of a dream world. Every week he would read the New Yorker magazine. He started sending them cartoons and poems and stories when he was still in high school. Went off to Harvard on a scholarship, and finally, when he was a senior at Harvard, the New Yorker started accepting his work, offered him a job. Lived for a time in New York City, did not enjoy that. He was a small-town boy, so he moved with his family to a little town outside of Boston and set out to support his family writing short stories about his own childhood and about middle-class, white, Protestant families of the East. John Updike said those early short stories were written on a manual typewriter in a one-room office between a lawyer and a beautician above a cozy corner restaurant, where my only duty was to describe reality as it had come to me, to give the mundane its beautiful due. His early stories were collected in his book Pigeon Feathers, 1962. And he became known for his detailed descriptions of the love lives of his characters. Others, Henry Miller, D.H. Lawrence, had written explicitly about sex, but largely writing about bohemians, and John Updike was writing about the sexual lives of ordinary middle-class suburban Americans. His novels Rabbit Run and Couples included such descriptions. Updike said, "The artistic challenge to me, as I saw it in the late 50s and mid-60s, was to try to describe sex honestly as a human transaction, as a human event, and try to place it on the continuum of the personality, to write about it freely, but not necessarily as an endorsement of sex. I don't think sex really needs an endorsement." He published more than 20 novels, more than 20 collections of short stories, best known for his rabbit books about Harry Rabbit Angstrom, Rabbit Run, Rabbit Redux, Rabbit is Rich, and Rabbit at Rest. And he died just a couple of months ago, on January 27th, at the age of 76, from lung cancer. It's the birthday of George Plimpton, born New York City, 1927, founder of the Paris Review, author of over 30 books, many of them about his adventures in professional sports, Out of My League, Paper Lion, and others. And it's the birthday of the poet Michael Harper, born in Brooklyn, 1938, son of a postal worker, an African-American kid who grew up in a white neighborhood in Los Angeles, graduated from college and went off to the Iowa Writers' Workshop. His first collection of poems came out in 1970, Dear John, Dear Coltrane. Here's a poem for today by John Updike on his birthday, entitled The Blessing. The room darkened, darkened until our nakedness became a form of gray. Then the rain came bursting, and we were sheltered, blessed, upheld in a world of elements that held us justified. In all the love I had felt for you before, in all that love, there was no love like that I felt when the rain began. Dim room, enveloping rush, the slenderness of your throat, the blessed slenderness." The Blessing by John Updike, from his collected poems published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Thomas Scheutzker and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.